Hi, this is Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. This is Nadine. I missed your call earlier. Sorry about that.
It's all right. So what else, other keywords besides water, can we go after?
Well, you can use, when it comes to the local listing first page, you get up to 15, but with Facebook ads, we could do a lot more as well. And you can change them at any time, too. So various keywords. And keyword search phrases, right?
All right, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, aside from the water damage restoration, what else do you do?
Trauma, crime scene cleanup, so suicide, homicides, unattended deaths, hoarding.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was looking at the website, too. Water mold remediation, restoration, death and trauma cleanups. Oh, gosh. You know, I saw that, and I thought of my stepdaughter. Her cousin had committed suicide.
Uh-huh.
And they had to have someone come up because he did it in his living room. So his whole family had to leave the house.
Yeah.
It, and
I mean,
it was like,
the
oh
family,
my God.
They can leave. It's easier if they leave. But,
yes. Yeah. So they all left. So that way it was pretty horrific, you know.
Yeah.
So, let me tell
I
you.
I do.
Blessings to you on that, because I'm sure that that's tough. I see you also do like the odor elimination.
Yeah.
Hoarding cleanups. Wow, you do a lot. Biohazard cleanup. And
if
you
it's
do this
gross,
all
I
yourself?
Deal with it.
Yeah. You're like, if it's gross, I deal with it. Oh, my gosh.
Yep,
yeah,
pretty much.
Then you would definitely be someone I would call, because sometimes I'm like, yeah, I can't do this. You know?
But see, here's the beautiful thing is I'm not a national heartless son of a bitch chain.
Yeah.
I worked for them. I got trained by them. That's how I learned how to do this job. But, I don't like them. They're heartless bastards.
Oh, man. So is this why you branched out on your own?
Yes, it is.
Good for you.
I was going to live it out for another 6 months to a year. And
I
had a co-worker pass away on the job site. And the first thing I did was, after calling 911, I called corporate to let them know that Brandon had passed. And they said, well, are you going to finish the job or not? That is what they said to me.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God.
You don't know me, but I don't sugarcoat shit, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
That is horrible.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, that's
we
like
spent more time working with each other than we did with our own families. The three of us were the three amigos. We were one hell of a sight walking in. I'm a big white girl. Big.
Aw.
Not a petite little thing. And then I had a little Hispanic girl, Renee. She was my bestie. And Brandon, the tall black guy. The three of us, we ruled the world. When we worked together, we were phenomenal.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely phenomenal trio. Nothing we couldn't do.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He died on scene, and that's what they said to me. And I
you're like, yeah, I'm good. So sorry to hear that.
There.
You're like, yeah, this has got to go. God kind of showed you the doors opening. Now branch out on your own.
Doors opening, or what am I doing with these people? They don't care. If I do a job a month ago and they call me today because I don't care if there's a spider that had a nest there and it was, you know, from last week. I will go back and do it.
Right.
I'll clean it. Call me. If you're not happy, call me. Text me. Holler at me.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm
so sorry to hear that.
Well, it's just people, man.
Yeah.
I can't believe they said that to me. I was just genuinely floored. It was disgusting.
Yeah, for sure. It's funny because kind of a different scenario, but I'm like the type of person. So I had a heart attack back in December, and I was doing cardiac rehab. I go twice a week. For an hour, right, until they clear me. And it wasn't because I have clogged arteries. It was all due to stress. But yesterday, a gentleman, like, literally flatlined at the center, you know.
Oh,
and, yeah, it was pretty bad. And I was barely going into my class, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I kind of stood in the hallway. You know, everybody's in there, and it's like, my thing is clear the room and let them come in and do what they got to do, you know. There was nurses, doctors everywhere, because it's actually at a hospital where we do it.
I mean,
and
if you're going to have a heart attack, that's probably one of the best
places. That's the best place. Yes. And it was
so.
Like, I was telling my husband that the nurses, you know, they know what to do, but you could hear the panic in one of their voices because he wasn't responding. There was no pulse and he wasn't breathing. And so I immediately came out to the hallway and I stood there. And at one point, I mean, of course, I was praying because I'm a believer. And I just finally said, you know, can I give you guys my card and can I come back? They're like, you want to come back a different day? And I said, yeah, because right now he's a priority. You know what I mean? I'm not going to stand here and be the looky-loo. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, it's time for me to go.
Some people are morbidly just curious, you know?
Right. Right.
But then, and the common sense leaves because they're like, oh my gosh, is this guy really dying in front of me? Because a lot of people don't see that.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to tell you, Alicia, not to get off subject, but I started feeling anxiety. And I got in my car and I called my husband and I just like broke down and I'm like, I have never seen that. Like that was very traumatizing yesterday. And I just could not get that guy out of my head because I see him every time I go for rehab. And I told my husband's like, honey, that's nothing. I've had two of them die in front of me during dialysis. So at least your guy never were able to revive them. But it was like, you don't think that those things are traumatic, you know, until it actually happens. And you're like, oh my God. I mean, I'm good today now, but it was not something that I would wish
to see
again.
I work in the death industry, so I see it day in, day out.
Yeah, yeah. But and I think you have to have a pretty strong mindset for that.
But
yeah.
When it's yours, somebody that you know, like, it's like,
completely
different. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Completely different.
And when you say something like that to me, I'm going to reach to the phone and grab your tongue and rip it out. I mean, seriously.
Yeah. It's like, how?
And I hung up on them and then they tried calling me back and I was just like, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't mean to upset you. I just needed to know if we need to send another crew. No, we need to send a hearse to bring his body back to his family. We're on the other side of the state, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, we don't do that. And I said, well, lucky for me, I do. I know who to call. Just.
Yeah, it's like, let's deal with this situation first. I mean, accidents and things happen. Everybody, like, that job will get done eventually. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sure they're not going to, like, be super upset, especially if someone just passed away. Like, come on, you know?
Right. I mean, I was so pissed.
Yeah.
And I'm still pissed. And when I see them, I just cringe. I go to conferences every year in Salt Lake for Xactimate Insurance Company, whatever, and I see the big wigs there, and I'm like, I can't stand the fact that I'm in the same room and you're contaminating my air with your just vile.
With the air that you breathe? With the air that you breathe?
So you're contaminating my air just because you're just vile.
Yes. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. And I did find your Facebook page, too. By the way, we've been talking.
That's an electrocuted squirrel. That's an electrocuted squirrel I'm holding. My company or my personal?
I'm actually looking at the King bio.
Oh, okay. I was going to say I'm a general contractor too, so. Yeah. We were
I was like, oh my gosh. I'm looking at this one place where it looks like they were pretty much hoarding there, and then what it looks like. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's
what
I do.
That is insane. Wow. And then look at after. Oh, my goodness. Good content on there. So, any other questions?
No, I just want to, if I do this, I want to make sure that I have the all the keywords in there that I'm going to need to cover all the businesses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You can use multiple keywords. Like I said, as long as they're the services that you offer, right? And you can change them at any time. We don't charge you for changing them or anything like that. And then just so you know, like with this program, all we ask, Alicia, is for you to stick it out 2 months, okay? I'm very transparent. I'm going to call it a two-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. You can cancel at any time. If you choose to cancel, you just got to make sure that you at least call 3 business days before your bill is due so that way you don't get charged. No cancellation fee. You hold the ownership of all your profiles. We're just listed as managers. So nothing disappears, okay? FYI. Okay. I saw that there was an email. It was on your Facebook page, but I don't know if this is the best email to use, kingbioqueen@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Okay. what you're going to receive right now from me are going to be two emails. The first one is going to say Google and Facebook marketing, and it's going to show you that I quoted you at the price of $249 a month, month to month, and that's for our platinum package. That's the one that includes the Google and Facebook marketing. Now, just so you know, the Facebook ads are going to reach up to 60 miles. However, you know how Franklin's your home base, right?
Right.
You can use a different home base for your Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm.
And then it go 50 miles out, okay? And you can change that at any time, all right? The second
mm-hmm.
email that I sent you, it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics.
Oh,
and that one just
hang on for a second. Hold on.
Okay. No worries.
There's a lot of Koreans go back. These are coming in, picking up. Wow. All right. Oh. And they're coming to pick him up too. So no trip back out to Eaton.
Hold the phone. You better give a shit.
I didn't make a joke about you and I will never hear what it was. I just said something horrible about you.
You probably did.
I did. You like to say what I said?
You call me your Puritan friend again.
No, I said there goes my friend that walks like a man that carries whiskey barrels for a living.
You walk like a man carrying with the girls for a living.
Where you headed?
Watch my car. All right, go ahead, ma'am.
No worries. I don't mean to laugh.
Yeah, they're giving me all hard times. I just want to smack them in the head.
Now, quick question. So I see that there's two Google Business profiles, right? There's one that has a 5-star review, just one review, and there's one that has 6. And this one actually has King BioClean, and it has like a logo. It looks like a red and yellow logo.
Hang on, let me see. What are you looking at? KingBioClean.com?
No, they're actually the Google Business profiles. You know the Google Business profile that has like, it'll have your company name, your phone number. It'll have like your hours of operation, the website link, and they both have your website. So.
Okay.
What we're going to do, we're going to merge these two profiles because the information is the same. Google doesn't want you to have two of them out there because they might throw it in suspension. So we're going to avoid that from happening. We're going to merge them to keep the one that has the 6 reviews. Okay. But
okay.
One of them has that business logo. It looks like a crown, kind of red and yellow colors.
Oh, my God. How in the hell can you still see that? That is supposed to be gone, but that does have the better reviews on it. Is there a way I can get there?
You should be able to. You should have access to it.
No.
You can't. Watch, I'm going to send you a link so that way you see what I'm talking about.
Yes, because we just had the new website built, like, I don't know.
But the website link is on that one, though. The website link is on it.
Okay.
I just texted it to you, this link. When you click on it, you're going to see both of the Google Business profiles that I'm talking about.
Okay.
So the one that you're saying is like the one with the 6 reviews that you're like, oh, my gosh, that one needs to be gone. That one has the correct website on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they both do. The KingBioClean.com, that website's on both of them. Did you do the website yourself?
No. No, I'm not a technical person.
I was gonna say, even if you weren't, it looks good.
Yeah,
the
no,
website looks
no.
good.
I can barely get my phone to work, so I am very good at doing certain things. You've seen my pictures.
Yeah.
And there's other yeah.
You're just like, it's not my specialty. That's okay. Some of us we don't
have
not to everything's
it.
Your specialty.
I got kids, so you know, it's one of those
things. So, yeah, so
right.
That way you can see both of those. So what we would do, Alicia, is merge them. Now, obviously, you wouldn't want that logo on there, right? You definitely want the reviews, though.
I want the reviews, but I don't want that crown logo. I never liked it. That was some guy. Yeah, no. just know.
But you have a different logo that I saw on your website, right?
Yeah, I like that's the logo we went with.
Okay, so I would tell them to update it to show this logo. Yes, I like that logo. I prefer this one over the other one. If you want my honest opinion. Yeah.
Plus it shows red for bio, green for mold, and blue for water.
Yeah, and it looks good. Okay, so I would make sure that they update that. I'm going to also send you the number right now to our customer service department. So I'm the lead on the account, but you're going to have a team here within our company that's dedicated to you. So whenever you got those updates, changes, questions, or concerns, you're going to call our 877 number, okay? For me, like if it was something really urgent and you can't wait, you're welcome to call me. As you know, just put extension 623. Otherwise, I can't make the change, but I can get the message over to them if it's really something urgent, you know what I mean, and it's got to get done.
Okay.
I also sent you your login credentials for your client dashboard. So your login for your dashboard, your reporting system, is going to be your phone number, no spaces, no one before the area code. Your password is going to be all lowercase, one word, net ads, and it's in that text I just sent you. Our hours of operation are always Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. We're on the West Coast. We're in California. So you're actually 3 hours ahead of me. So we're always here for you, 10 to 7, your time. Okay?
Okay. No. Were you
throwing you getting
signs on Salem Avenue earlier?
I'm sorry?
I'm asking Marcus if he was throwing gang signs.
Oh.
Maybe he was.
I got a phone call that she was.
From who?
Guy that used to work here.
Who knows me?
He don't know you. He just asked if we had a big black guy that worked here. his name is LaVon. Go tell him that LaVon called and told on you. Go tell Keith that.
Alicia, do you spell your name A-L-I-C-I-A?
Yes.
Okay. And your last name is just for the account here with us.
Okay. King, K-I-N-G.
Okay. And now the phone number I see listed for the business is 513-292-5088, correct? That's
yes.
The best number for you? Okay. And then the name shows as King, and then BioClean is one word with the B and C capitalized. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
Now.
We were okay. Also going to think about changing the words around, but that's okay.
Well, it has the hyphen in between the bio and clean.
We were actually going to go BioKing. Instead of King BioClean, we're just going to go BioKing, BioKing. That way it just kind of
covers. Do you want to change it? I mean, we can update it.
Yeah.
It's up to you. Okay.
Yeah.
So how are you going to want it to read now? As BioKing? Okay.
Yeah, but we're keeping everything else the same.
Okay. So BioKing, and that's two separate words. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that way they're aware that the name needs to be updated. What's the address that's associated with the business?
I've actually been using my home address.
That's fine.
I don't want.
Yeah, we don't show it. No, we don't show it.
7174 Brookstone Drive. 45005.
Okay. Yeah, we'll make sure that that address is hidden. It's just because when we're updating the business name and merging the two, they might ask us what's the address associated. When it's your home office, we don't want that address to show it's hidden. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Now, we're going to start going over the billing. So before I even process a payment, I have to walk you through what's called a 90-second voice verification recording. And what it does is it outlines our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that we'll send in writing along with your invoice. When I'm walking you through it, Alicia, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, I want you to stop me and just say, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I prefer that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process a payment. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page of Google.
Bio King.
Do you want it to say Bio King or King Bio?
Bio King.
Bio King. Okay, so just to confirm. Please state your name and title within the business.
Alicia King, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
To get results as fast as possible, Alicia, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Now, sometimes we might call you with an update. You can't just pick up the call. You're in the middle of a job. All we ask is that you contact us within 24 business hours. I'm also going to put a security question on your account with us to protect it. And this is how you're going to verify if it's actually us calling you or not, okay? So You can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you want for the security question?
First pet.
First pet, and what was the first pet's name?
Tigger.
Tigger?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Now, any time that we call you, I want you to get into that habit of asking, what's my security question? Because if at any point someone hangs up on you, then you know it wasn't us calling. Okay? Did you need a minute?
No, Marcus is now questioning about gang signs on LaVon. I don't know.
Okay.
Now, he doesn't know. He's a short little Urkel looking thing.
And it was today.
And he
went to the house a week.
Okay. He said you was up his ass and throwing gang signs.
So there was a part of the song that came on. I remember. I had a flashback to my youth.
You're not in ATL no more. You're in Ohio, not in Atlanta.
I know.
All right. She's trying to. I wasn't going to tell him, but what'd he say?
He started laughing. He said, well, Mark, I expect you to throw gang signs. I'm like, really? Good?
There you go.
No. That's why I need to be angry black man.
You and Lamonte have to fight over the angry black man status. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't fight. I'm a gangbanger. I don't fight.
Just throw signs.
Shut up, lady. Bye. Happy to see you Friday.
Now,
I love my girl.
I was going to say, you guys have a good relationship.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Huh?
Let me explain what this one means. I usually do. Okay. So basically what we're saying here, Alicia, is I'm not saying you can't do other marketing, right? What I'm saying is that before you start doing additional marketing, just kind of give us a call, give us a heads up, and let us know what you're going to be doing. So this way we can reference it and make sure that it's not a service we're already providing you. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Well, I said, I've already got Angie's List going.
Yeah, and we're aware of that. What they do doesn't interfere at all with what we're doing. Okay?
Right.
So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 12th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, so what that means is that your second payment will be charged on April 12th, 2025, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once the term is completed, Alicia, the agreement will automatically renew each month, okay, on the 12th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is a number I texted you, and I'm asking you to save that number in your contacts under Local Splash, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, just make sure that you contact us at least 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur the charge, and we simply part as friends. There will be no cancellation fee. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. The card that you're going to put on file, is that card in your name, Alicia, the business name, or in both?
It's in my name.
Okay. Is it just Alicia King, or is there like a middle initial?
K. Alicia K. King.
Okay. And it's A-L-I-C-I-A, right?
Correct.
Okay. Same billing address as the home address?
The zip code is, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Master.
And I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
5569-2610-4154-1665.
Expiration month and year?
0927.
Okay. And the CVV code on the back?
505.
All right. How do you spell Tigger? Because I don't want to put Tiger, because then they're going to think that it means Tiger.
It's double G, double G-R, T-I-double-G-R-E-R.
That's what I thought. I just want to make sure, because if you were to say Tigger and they're like, no, Nadine wrote it as Tiger, and then it's like, oh, no. So I just want to make sure I put it correctly. Okay. So what I'm doing right now is I'm updating your package. I'm going to be processing the payment, and you're going to get a receipt sent to you via text and email, and we'll go over that in a couple minutes. The next order of business is I need to schedule what we call a client interview. What we do is we block an hour. It can take about 30 to 40 minutes or maybe even a little bit longer. Just depends on how many, you know, questions or details you have. But this is where the magic is going to happen, because you're going to talk with my technician about your keywords, the areas of target, your search terms, okay? How does your schedule look for today? And if not today, how does it look for tomorrow? Because I like to either do it the same day or by no later than the following day, because the faster we get you through it, the faster we're moving to.
Today is fine.
Okay, so let me tell you what I have on my calendar and let me know what time would work for you. This is going to be in your time zone, okay? I have a 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7.
4 to 5.
4 to 5, okay. So let me send you the calendar invite for that. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that we're going to be calling you between 4 and 5 o'clock. We're going to be calling you from an 877 number. I just need you to make sure you answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason we call you, Alicia, let's say you're in the middle of a job, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you call me right back? We will call you right back, okay? I'll send you a reminder an hour before your interview just in case if it slips your mind. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I will be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. Otherwise, if I'm not available, then they're going to call you. They're just going to call you. Okay?
Okay.
So let me do this. So I'm going to send you the calendar invite, and then I probably need just about maybe 5 or 7 more minutes, and then we'll be all done. I just want to go over a few notes, your receipt, and then we'll be all set. So let me send this. Client interview on that one, and then let me go here and grab this. Now, I have you listed as 24 hours, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then I know residential, commercial. I'm assuming you're licensed and insured as well.
Yeah, I got a little bit of that stuff.
Okay.
You don't even want to know what I have to pay a year to have insurance. You don't want to know.
You know what?
No.
I can only imagine.
You can buy a car. Used car, but a car still.
Is that yearly?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord. That's a lot.
No, here's the kicker. The insurance company said, oh, you can make monthly installments. It's only a 21% interest rate.
Oh, God. only 21% interest rate.
Oh,
I was like,
Lord. I'm not 18-year-old buying a car for the first time. Like, no, thank you. I'll just pay it. Have a nice day.
Yeah, 21% interest rate. That's like, oh my God, that's
insurance deductible. Like, to make an insurance, yeah.
That's crazy. Wow. You know, out here in California, just for catering, right? Because my aunt caters. And she has to have, before back in the day, like you were fine with just $1 million liability, but she always had $2 million, right?
Right.
Well, now a lot of these venues, what they're doing is they want you to have $2 million or $4 million liability. Well, when you do that, majority of insurance companies won't do it without you now paying. So she went from paying, I'm not even joking, $1,000 a year. She's now being quoted almost $6,000 to have a $4 million liability. She's like, I don't even cater that much to even offset that cost. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's just like, forget it. So,
yep.
And it's because the venues want to use your insurance and not their own.
So they don't have to carry it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So, yeah, she was just like,
no,
I'm good.
I'm trying to get my stuff together for this one client. She's wanting not to not pay a biohazard remediation bill. And what happened was that she sent it, and the insurance company sent the check to her instead of to me. And now she's saying, oh, well, this is this and that is that. I'm like, that it doesn't. No, you don't get to keep that money, honey. That's
no.
It's a lot of money, and she's not wanting to pay me now.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
So I'm about to come at her with everything I got. I don't want to, and I'm going to be really nice about it.
Yeah.
But
that's
the
bad
time,
part.
Usually
I hear companies. Yeah, usually I hear they send it, the insurance, when you go through the insurance company, I know in California, they send it to whoever's doing the work. They don't send it to the owner.
Well, my contract even says that, and I even send them a copy of the contract highlighted and zoomed in on the part that says pay me directly. Because
yeah.
What happens when these people, this is a lot of money, and some of these people don't ever see this kind of money. And
oh, no.
No, I'm, yeah, like, that's
wow.
A lot of money.
Now, you want me to put all these services that I see right now on your website, right?
Yes, I want the word hoarding in there. Please, put hoarding
yes.
in there.
And I put the death and trauma cleanup, too. And I'll tell you why,
yep.
Because a lot of times, like I said, when my stepdaughter's cousin, he shot himself. So he,
I didn't know it was Friday. That's what this woman that dripped me out of 17 grand. That's what it was her fiance that I cleaned up. Yeah, I mean.
No way. Oh, my Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, they
I even ate her $5,000 insurance deductible.
You want to know something? This guy that came out to do it for them, he was like, because he saw that it was, you know, her son was young. He was in his 20s, and he was just like, he saw how distraught they were. He's like, listen. I'm only going to charge you half. I do this to help people. I'm not doing it to get rich. You know what I mean?
That's not even charging half. I put the numbers in, numbers, meaning square foot of the room.
Mm-hmm.
I put the numbers in the computer for the system that the insurance company invented, not me, the insurance company.
Right.
And it says out what they're going to pay me. I don't just put a number up there. It's their numbers. I just plug in measurements.
Right.
And time. I can't help what they pay. If they want to pay me, seriously, $93 to clean off a hammer that I use to rip up tax strip, to clean a hammer. And I also use a pry bar and I use a spade. I mean, that's three tools, $93. It's almost $300 right there in just those three stupid little tools.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't help that's what they have in there. But I also do a lot of pro bono work, so... I've done $17,000 jobs for free before because of extenuating circumstances.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to say that that's going to come back to you tenfold. You know what I mean?
I give people equipment to go in houses that don't have insurance, but so and whatever happened, and they got to go in there, and they've been unattended for 6 weeks. In the middle of the summer with no AC, and I'll give them equipment, or I'll say, what do you want? I'll go in there and get it. with my equipment on. I don't just throw people out.
Yeah. Well, and that's why you're going to have the success that you have. Hopefully it works out with the gal that, you know.
Well, I'm about, like I said, to come back firing.
Well, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, right? You can only be nice for so long, you know.
Yeah. Well, like I said, these want me to not get my money, which the adjuster was even out to the house and saw everything. The adjuster is not going to pay me. Well, Joe smoked and there's nicotine spots on the wall. Yeah, we wipe him down, but he smoked. It just bleeds back through. I can't help that.
Yeah.
What I wiped down was basically a layer of dust and brain and blood, you know.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I can't help that nicotine comes back through. I fixed the ceiling. It ain't coming through the ceiling. I guarantee that.
Yeah.
But the wall.
That's kind of avoidable. You can only do so much when it comes to that. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Now, when we communicate with you, Alicia, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? Like, what's your preference?
Text.
Okay. And then what are the typical forms of payments that you take? Like, do you do Zelle, cash?
Credit card, cash, cash.
Perfect.
I had a client that actually did ACH deposits, so I don't care.
Okay. And I'm assuming credit, debit. Okay.
Yeah, now, credit, of course.
Perfect. Now, there's two, I know you've gotten several messages and emails from me. There's two particular ones that I need you to find, whichever one you find first. One's going to say action photos needed, and the other one's going to say initial invoice.
Okay.
So whichever one you find first.
Okay, pictures.
Okay. Action, the pictures needed for Google verification. So since we're going to be merging the profiles and we're going to update your business name, I mentioned to you earlier, there's a list that we're going to ask you to just provide us these items. So when Google asks us for them, we already have them. We're not hounding you like, hey, Alicia, we know you're busy, but we need these now. So send us a picture, your work tools, your work equipment, work vehicle, business license, business insurance, whatever's on that list that you can send us, send it. Whatever you don't have, don't worry about it. When it comes to an invoice.
What is a business registration?
Like your LLC, like a business registration, like when you register.
Oh, so my EIN. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be that too. So it's just basically showing Google, yes, she's legitimate, we're merging them, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? When it comes to like an invoice, obviously not with your client's information on it. Okay. So that's that. Now the next thing is the one that says initial invoice.
Yeah.
And it might say like, welcome, Alicia. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email. And so you'll open that one up towards the bottom. It'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. So you'll click on where it says click here.
Uh-huh.
And then it's going to take you to a page that says at the top, Local Splash, Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're on that page. Okay.
I'm there.
If you scroll towards the middle, you're going to see where it has mobile phone, and it's going to have your phone number listed there.
All right.
And then there's two boxes underneath of it. One will say, I agree to receive SMS messages.
Okay.
So you'll click in the box. The other box is saying that you certify it's your name on the card that you provided. Your information is true and correct.
Okay.
And then at the very bottom where it says sign, you're going to type your name as it reads there, no period after the K because it's like super sensitive. So just Alicia space K space King. And then you'll click on confirm signature. So when it does that, it's going to open up another page that'll ask you to put a username and password. Let me know once you're there.
I'm there.
Okay. This is where you go in and track your results with us. So that's where you put your phone number with no dashes all together. And then password is net ads, all one word, lowercase. So I would suggest in 5 to 7 days, start logging in there to start tracking your results with us. Okay. Now the last thing, and then we're all done. Starting from today, we'll be calling you between 4 and 5 o'clock. It'll be from an 877 number. I'll send you a reminder an hour before your client interview. Now, starting from today, we're getting work done. Within 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directory submission, okay? We are also allowing you to be able to start tracking your results, too, okay? 7 to 14 days, those Facebook ads are live and can already start generating phone calls for you. Now, what we always see in the terms and conditions that I sent you in writing, with us merging those profiles, optimizing it to the first page and maintaining it there, we're going to also update the business name too. I'm always going to give the timeline of 45 to 60 days, even though I've seen it happen sooner. Okay? I would rather stick to that timeline only because I prefer to underpromise and overdeliver. What you're going to do is add us on as managers, and the technician will walk you through it. So that way we can do the merge so that you have the one Google business profile, update the business name, okay, but keep the profile that has the 6 reviews. And I've notated that in the account. So it could happen a lot sooner, but again, I still want to stick to that timeline. We'll also be sending you text messages too, like notifying you as soon as you're on the first page, when your Facebook ads are live, the directory. So we do want to keep you in the loop too of the steps that we're completing. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Thank you so much, Alicia, for giving us the opportunity to really help you grow your business. It's been such a pleasure to speak with you, and I thank you again for your time. Did you have any other questions?
Not right now, I don't.
Okay, so we will talk to you later on this afternoon, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you're so welcome. Have a blessed day.
All right, bye-bye.